especially with next month being your Christmas celebration, Christmas in July. With that theme, from there, or from here to there, reaching the world from America. And I appreciate the chosen passage this morning because I want to start back in Acts chapter 1 just briefly. And this was something that God has brought together, but Acts chapter 1 and verse 8, I want to touch on as a opening to when I want to, the whole thing is going to be hopefully a blessing to you and a challenge. But notice the mandate that Jesus gives all of us in Acts chapter 1, verse 8. But ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And here's the challenge from Jesus. You shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. We find three important aspects in this verse. There's a power. And what is that? The Holy Spirit. How do we get that? It's given to us by God. At the time of salvation, when you put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit indwells you. Then secondly, there's a person. Person is who? Jesus Christ. Not only the object of our witness, but the one giving the church the authority to carry out His mandate of being witnesses in all the world. And then thirdly, He gives us a practical method to carry out this mandate of being His witnesses. Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. What an awesome privilege and responsibility as children of God that we have in being His witnesses. Where should Park Lane Baptist Church start? Well, your Jerusalem is of Omaha, according to the 2010 census, over 400,000 people from four major ethnic backgrounds. Woo! 400,000 right here in your Jerusalem. Where's your Judea and Samaria? Well, I would say probably the Midwest. And definitely your surrounding area of Omaha. Let me step back. How can we accomplish reaching 400,000 people here in Omaha? Pray for and witness to family members, co-workers, and those in the community that you have the opportunity to meet, whether it be at a grocery store, whether it be at a gas station, wherever God leads you during the day, He wants you to be His witness. The Midwest, just within 1 hour's drive of Omaha, Nebraska, 60-mile radius, over 1.2 million people. How do we go about witnessing to those people? Again, pray for, support, and send out missionaries, church planters, CBFI missionaries, reaching into colleges where those young people can be grabbed, reached by the gospel of Christ, and go on to be leaders in local churches and even church planters. Why is it important to have home missions? Is if we do not have a strong base here at home of building churches, we will never have a strong outreach to the world. And then the last part of his practical method is to reach out to the other, excuse me, throughout the world. How do we do that? Again, pray for missionaries, support and send out missionaries, even from this congregation, to reach the world for Christ. What a powerful verse of Acts chapter 1, verse 8. But the rest of our time this morning, I want you to turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 2 Corinthians, chapter 5, and for some reason I'm missing it, there it is, and we will look from verse 17 through the end of the chapter this morning. There is a word in the New Testament that I believe, I know in my own life, when I have come to the realization of what that word means to me as a believer in Jesus Christ. It's a word that should motivate us to carry out Christ's mandate of being His witnesses. That word is used only twice in the New Testament. And the Greek word is translated ambassador. Ambassador. What is an ambassador? I love Webster's dictionary, especially the old editions. Some of the newer editions you have to be a little careful with. They're not as good are his biblical definitions. When you go back before 1950, and if you have an old Webster dictionary, some of the definitions he uses are so biblical. And I like what he says here about an ambassador. An ambassador is a diplomatic agent of the highest rank, sent by one sovereign or state to another as a resident representative or on temporary special service. That's the first definition. Its second definition is an authorized messenger or representative. And here in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20, Paul says, you are an ambassador of Jesus Christ. In other words, you are a diplomatic agent of the highest rank. One who is sent out by a sovereign. And who is that sovereign? The Creator of the heavens and the earth. And you are His representative. And I believe sent out on temporary special service. Because this world is not my home. And as that song says, I'm just a passing through. Because my home is with Jesus in heaven. So I am not sent out as a resident representative, but I am sent out as an ambassador of Jesus Christ as on temporary service. And that temporary service, or the length of that service, is this length that Christ desires me to have physical life on this earth. You see, it does not matter how young I am, how old I am, if I have trusted Jesus Christ as my Savior, guess what? The Word of God says, you are an ambassador of Jesus Christ. And when we understand that concept of that word, what a privilege of serving our Creator. There are some things that we need to realize or understand about being an ambassador of Jesus Christ. And I see four things in this passage that are very basic, but I want to encourage you and to remind you of these things so as you go out this week, you understand that as an ambassador of Jesus Christ, He desires you to be His witness, and you need to, as Scripture tells us, not to fear man, but to be in reverent and fear of God and do what He wants you to do. Is that easy to do? No. It's, can I say, probably impossible for me or for you to do that on your own strength. But it is not impossible as we rely upon God's power and His presence in our lives. As He can give us the boldness that we need to be His ambassador, His representative. Now look at verse 17. We find that first thing you need to realize in order to be an ambassador of Jesus Christ is you have a new relationship. Therefore, in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Before you can be an ambassador of Jesus Christ, when you've trusted Christ, you've got to realize that you have a new relationship. And Paul puts it this way, if any man is in Christ, he's a new creature. Working with college students has probably kept me young at heart, and it continually will be. I feel like I'm a kid most of the time. But it concerns me when I talk to students over the years about their understanding of what biblical faith is in believing in Christ is all about. Do you realize there is a big difference between believing about Jesus Christ and believing in Jesus Christ? You see, for 21 years of my life, I believed about Jesus Christ. I went to church to please my mom. I was raised in a moral family, so I felt I was okay. But I realized after when I was 21, I never believed in Jesus Christ. I was just believing about Him. Friend of mine shared this. Matter of fact, my spiritual father shared this illustration with me. And I don't know where he got this illustration. But I like to challenge people with this illustration, and especially college students, to bring this point clear this morning. I want to share this illustration with you. How many of you here believe about marriage? Raise your hand. You believe about marriage. Okay? How many here believe in marriage? Raise your hand. Some of you are going, he's trying to trick me. He's trying. No, I'm not trying to trick you. I am trying to help you realize an important truth in Scripture. You see, everybody here should believe about marriage. Why? Because it's an institution given to us by God between a man and a woman. And I trust you believe that. We have people in Miami, Florida that do not believe that to be true. But that's God's plan and program, and He has established marriage. Therefore, we all ought to believe about marriage. However, we cannot all believe in marriage unless we are married or have been married. Stay with me. You see, I believed about marriage, but I never believed in marriage until I said I do to that beautiful lady that sang that special, my wife, Marty. At that point, I committed my life to her. She committed her life to me. And then I could truly say I believed in marriage. It is the same thing with biblical faith. We can say, yes, I believe Jesus. But if we have not put our faith and trust solely in His work on the cross at Calvary, depend upon Him only for our everlasting life, we are not believing in Christ. We are only believing about a person. Several years ago, when we were in Boulder, Colorado, another Christian organization took a survey of 500 freshman students. And forgive me, I forgot to write down the stats exactly the same, but I'm going to give them to you as close as I can remember them. 500 students at University of Boulder, Colorado, when they were asked if they believe in Jesus, I believe there was about 55 or 60% said yes, that they believed in Jesus. The interesting thing to me was at the end of they had several questions in there. The last question was this: how many do you believe that the Bible is the Word of God? Of those 500 students, only 2% believed that the Bible was the Word of God. You see a problem there? Over 50% say they believed in Jesus. But only 2% believed in God's Word. The written Word of God. We live in a society today that has been deceived and confused about what truth is. And what you have in your hand and what I have in my hand is God's Word, God's truth. And He has demonstrated to us and taught us in His Word what He expects mankind to do in a lot of areas, but especially when it comes to salvation. Oh, it is a powerful message. It is a simple message that a third grader can understand it, and yet a profound message that a college professor will reject it. But the message is still true, isn't it? No matter how I respond to it. You need to realize, as an ambassador of Christ, you have a new relationship, and that's in Christ Jesus. You're now part of the family of God. Realize you are a new creature, there in verse 17. Paul goes on and says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Born again by the Spirit of God. Reconciled. In verse 18, and all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to Himself through Jesus Christ, or by Jesus Christ. What does it mean to be reconciled? To change a person thoroughly. So in other words, if you have put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ, you were born again by the Spirit of God, and you were changed thoroughly into a new creature. Where before you were bound in a sinful condition, and now you have the power to be victorious in any situation. You realize you have a new relationship. You need to realize you have a new responsibility. Verse 19 and 20. Realize you have a new position. To wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto Himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors of Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ that be ye reconciled to God. Here Paul is reminding those he's speaking to at Corinth. If you've trusted Christ, Christ has reconciled you. He has put you back into the right relationship through faith in Him. But notice he said, if this hasn't taken place, be reconciled to God today. If you have not trusted in Jesus Christ, realize you have a new position. Before being in Christ, I was an enemy of God. Now I'm a child of God. And Paul says, I am an ambassador of God. A diplomatic agent of the highest rank. Not because of who I am, but because of who Jesus Christ is. Have you trusted Christ? If you haven't, may I plead with you to consider the good news of the gospel. That God loves you so much that He sent His only begotten Son to die on the cross at Calvary to pay the penalty of your sin and my sin, that you might have everlasting life by believing in Him. Not doing anything to earn that, but by putting your faith and trust in Him. Are you reconciled to God? You see, God does not have to be reconciled to man. But mankind has got to be reconciled to God. And that is only done through faith in Jesus Christ. That is the difference between religion and biblical Christianity. Religion, which I was involved in for 21 years of my life, religion is man's attempt to be reconciled to God. Biblical Christianity is God's plan for man through the death of Jesus Christ on the cross to be reconciled to God. Have you trusted in Christ? Have you repented from your sin? If you haven't, this can be your day of salvation. Last question I want to ask you before Brother comes to lead a song. You realize, as a believer, the important position you have in Christ. Paul said, you are an ambassador of Christ. He didn't say you could be or might be, but he says you are. So what kind of an ambassador of Christ are you going to be this week? Let's pray.